Unbelievable. Turtle Boy, can you please tell me how many?
Cara.
It's okay, as I was telling you, I hate doing this show. This is an ordeal to me to wake up so early to get to the microphone and to say all the time the same stupid things all the time. So I hate the show, I hate you, I hate Anon Radio. I don't know why you proclaim yourself the director of the show. Fed up.
We are already on air, you know. We are on air. Yep.
We are. Okay. Hello, everybody. This is Gaston Hart. As always, I am very glad to be in this radio show. Although I am the deputy director of the show.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Ferrobot Civilized Runs. This is the DJ Ferro. And you're listening to in the radio. Okay. And that's my friend. You're not my friend, but so, this is Gaston Hart. Hey, Gaston.
Okay. Yeah. You're not my friend either, but you're a good boy. A good feral boy. You like to call yourself DJ Feral.
Weird.
Okay, that's... If I remember that, I will call you DJ Feral. But I prefer to call you Feral Boy, Feral Kid, Feral Lad, Feral Guy, Feral Person, or my favorite, the Noble Savage. That suits you perfectly. Just perfectly. Noble Savage. Are you sure, DJ Feral, so-called DJ Feral, that we are live?
Yes,
can you double-check
now
me, please?
Are.
Okay, do you think that you are a good DJ, a so-so DJ?
I'm the worst
I will report
DJ
you,
ever. I'm not even sure if it's work.
Yes, you...
I don't think it's work. It's working. Somebody tell me if it is
can
working.
Can you tell me?
Yeah,
we need some feedback in the com prompt. Come chat if there is anyone listening to us getting our reception. Please type something.
Yeah, it's working.
In the chat.
Yeah.
It is working. Okay. Some other time, dear listeners, some other time, I promise I will tell you what this so-called DJ did to me today. But that for another time. So, as I was telling my colleague,
hey, Nef, your life sucks. Shut the hell up. You can go ahead. Nothing?
What was that? Yeah. So, as I was saying, I am very glad to be back in the show, doing the show, reporting live. I heard that people liked a lot my recorded reports from last week. I have a lot of messages from our listeners, a real lot. It was unbelievable. You will not believe the real volume of messages we have from our listeners.
I got four messages. So that's... Yeah.
You have four messages as well. So people sent you...
Yeah.
Messages, you, okay, because I'm the deputy director of the show, I am usually the guy receiving the messages, so people send messages directly to the director.
They fall away, amazingly,
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and
you
read
know,
some, please.
Someone sent me a message praising about your reports on the last show. He said, "Dear sir, I find your program amusing. This feature must be posted by Mr. Gascon Fart." I just think he mistyped your name, but yeah, but that's okay. I have another message from Mr. YK Entenbeard. Wintonbeard, I don't know how to pronounce it, I don't care. "The whom we may concern. Help, I'm trapped in an elevator. The elevator is on fire. Thank for your concern. Sincerely, Mr. Entenbeard." Oh.
Damn, is that message for real? Instead of calling the firefighters, they called us. That's amazing. That puts a lot of responsibility upon our shoulders, doesn't it? Can you imagine being burned to death?
In an elevator.
That must be very awful.
That must be in an elevator.
What? Yeah, in an elevator. Yeah, that must be a real
horrible situation. Yeah. I'm wondering if he is already dead. I think he's already dead. Whatever. I got another message from fellow shitless. "After parking my automobile next to the nearest hydrant, I have discovered a dash of empathy directed at Jeeves. Cordially, B. Baron Vomit von Cumbernest."
Okay, I'm not sure.
No,
I understood.
Not even me understand
everything
that.
But that was interesting. Anyway,
and the last one I have here: "Dear friends of the Sparrow Run Show," and he typed it like "Runt with you" in the middle. You know, "did you hear that my mother purchased me for me the Grand Canyon? I will add my to collection of Mother Wonders. Thank you for entertaining programs. Sorry, Mr. Dingerbob is meant." Most known as Christopher. Yep. What do you have there?
The Grand. That guy, Chris.
Just let me say something to people at home. Your life sucks, Nath. That's why.
Okay. Fantastic. So we have a heckler in the audience, perhaps. Do you know what a heckler is? Go Google that. Heckler. 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 Have a heckler in the audience. Okay, it's okay. So, among the messages from our listeners, we have, do you remember Lindsay, feral boy?
No.
You don't. You're a son of a bitch. Anyway, poor Lindsay. Listen, Lindsay. You're a good girl. You're a good listener. Keep on sending us your messages, because those messages cheers us up, I don't know, encourages us to go on and do this beautiful show. So, Lindsay from Seattle, now perhaps you remember her, feral boy. Lindsay from Seattle, again, listening to us and sending us yet another... And I carefully, because it's not that easy. Slowly, grandma, slowly. Easy, grandma, easy. There you go. Good girl. Okay, shut up, grandma. Oh. Shut up right fucking now, grandma. Unbelievable. So, I'm reading from the teleprompter the message Lindsay sent us from Seattle. She asks us, "Why don't you like the beach, Gascon?" Okay, for all of the you that don't know, I am Gascon. I'm Gascon Hart. So, So she's addressing me this question. She refers perhaps to the report I made from the beach, in which I was just saying I hate the sand, I hate the beach, let the water not touch me because I don't like it. So why does the sea gross me up so much? Well, I don't know, I just do. So can we go to another message? Grandma. So sorry for a boy. I had to work something out here with my aide. My aide is my grandmother. She's not really my grandmother. I call her that, but anyway, let's say she's my grandmother. It's a long story. You know. Okay, grandma, take care, grandma. Be careful with that teleprompter. That's technology from the 80s. We have a big teleprompter like those people used in the TV studios back in the 80s. A very old teleprompter, and I'm afraid grandma is going to break something up. So be careful, grandma. Handle those things with extreme care, grandma. There you go. So she's feeding the teleprompter with more text. Do you, little boy, remember George?
The guy who we interviewed. I remember.
Okay,
him.
That one. Okay, so we exactly. We interviewed him once. He was a hell of a character. If you are listening to us,
yes,
Joel from Nebraska, we salute you. We greet you with all of our heart, from the bottom of our heart. I greet you from the bottom of my Gascon heart, and Feral Boy greets you from the bottom of his jungle heart.
You're too romantic, Gascon. Yes.
Anyway.
You're so romantic. Yeah.
Am I? Oh.
You're so sweet. I must call you Sugar Dad from now. Okay.
No, don't talk like a prostitute, son. Don't talk like a prostitute. Don't you?
You taught me to do that. Again.
Anyway, George.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, you did.
Never.
Okay.
Anyway, George from Nebraska says, Gascon should report live from the beach. I don't know why he says that, because I just said I did, and I hate that. Anyway, do you remember Ernest from Baltimore?
No.
You don't have a really good memory.
You know what, boy?
Yeah. Of course you don't. You know what, Mr. Director?
Okay.
Feral Boy, listen to me. Just go to sleep. Leave the button pressed. Keep the show going, but go to sleep.
No,
can
I
you
can.
Do that, please?
No,
take
I can't.
Take a nap.
No, I can.
Go take a nap. Jesus Christ. Is there... Who... If I am the deputy director and you're the director, whom do I have to complain
I don't know.
About you?
Good question.
Okay, until I work that out, I will read the message from Ernest from Baltimore. That guy, another loyal listener, says, did the kids manage to kill that rat with the teleprompter, Grandma? Okay, I think he is referring to the kids. I tried to record while they were trying to kill a rat. Well, they didn't. But I would like to add something about that rat. That rat happens to be not just any rat. That's our rat. Everybody knows who he or she is. I think it's a she. And it's the only rat in that park. We even know her schedule. she gets out from her hole every night at I forget what hour to feed, to eat. I meant to eat. Yep. And she comes back to her hole. Yep. And the kid said once, I think last year, that the rat, our rat, was pregnant.
My God, that's really weird. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. People gossip.
People gossip
usually about other people. But here in this neighborhood, people, usually the kids, gossip about the social life of that rat. Yep, there's some kind of mysterious interest about that rat. Yep, I saw her twice, face to face. The first time, it was a little scary, scary. But the second time, it was I had the real chance to look, to have a close look to one of God's forgotten creatures, the rat. And it has, or she had, actually she had the rat, a female rat. She had a kind of beauty, which is hard to describe. But who am I talking to? To the feral boy, the boy that sees panthers, jaguars, and armadillo daily basis. Okay, I'm not impressing anyone. But if the kids sometime manage to get close to the rat, they would get scared as hell. They would just run away from it. They will never kill it. That's for sure. It's amazing. It's not amazing. Not to me. But anyway, let's say it's amazing. It's amazing how Spanish kids just don't know English. I was with my old tape recorder asking the boys, the kids, I don't remember so many girls in that bunch of kids, asking the kids if they if they spoke English. No, they did. That's a shame.
Sure,
that's a shame. Somebody should do. Yeah. Anything, something about that. So, if the kids managed to kill that rat? No, they did not. Dear fellow boy, can you please tell me how many listeners we have right now?
We have currently 7 listeners. That's cool. Yeah, at least someone is listening. That's very good. Thanks for listening to this crap.
Yes. Okay, listeners, thank you very much for listening. I'm very happy to have you in the as listeners in the show somehow, more or less.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. So, I have another message this time from Gianna from Milano. Do you remember that Italian girl?
No, this one I remember. This one I have to say that I remember. That the Italian girl, right?
Okay.
Yes.
So,
I remember.
Gianna.
Yeah, I remember.
From what? Perfect. Gianna from Milano sends us a message and she asks about the pictures that we have in our website. Listeners, the official website of the Feral But Civilized Rants is www.feralbut-civilized.com/index/php/dot/com/gates.
Yeah, that's correct.
Three.
So that's correct. Thank you very much. In that website, we have all the messages and pictures
and some videos. By the way,
I refuse to post those videos of yourself, which are.
Oh, it is. Oh, that's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
How about now? Is that my audio? Is my better now? Okay. Those videos you sent me to approve for the website, I would suggest you put on some more clothes.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk again. But Gianna asks about that family jungle reunion you had in the Brazilian jungle last month, or I know, 2 months ago, I know, in which you were donning your loincloth, if you remember your loincloth. He asks, why are so many people in wearing their loincloth in that picture? I think you have,
I have
to
no
like
idea.
That, little boy.
I have no idea why I'm reading this. Oh. Neff just made another praise to me now. Thanks, Neff. This guy is so amazing. He should come and let us interview him. I'm sure you would like that.
Yes, of course. Okay, okay, we have another message, this time from Gerardito.
Yeah.
Do you remember Gerardito? No, I'm not saying Geraldo, the guy from the Philippines. I'm saying Gerardito.
No. No, this one I don't remember.
I don't think you remember him. Okay, Gerardito from Puerto Rico.
No.
You don't remember shit. Do you listen to our recorded archived shows?
No.
You don't, do you? Okay, don't. Anyway, Gerardito says, why does rice cause
constipation?
What?
I never heard about it.
What the
thing we are? Why does rice cause constipation? I know that you know what?
Fairboy, this is a nice for the what is it? This is a boy.
Anyway, I will try to find out, Gerardito. Well, what's your problem? Too many Chinese food, perhaps? Too much Spanish food, perhaps? Here in Spain, in Valencia, for example, people eat rice a lot. Also in southern Catalonia, they have lots of rice plantations in southern Catalonia. So, what's your problem, Gerardito? You eat too much rice, perhaps? I don't know. Go to the doctor. Well, why people are burning alive in elevators? People are having indigestions because of what they eat, and they call us. I can't understand that. Can you, Parable? That's not sound. That is not sound. Our listeners must be a bunch of crazy people, dude. I don't know, Gerardito. Go to the doctor. I don't know. We have another listener, Alex from Arizona, a fan of the, what is that, American football team, the Cardinals. A fan of the Cardinals. Alex, because he has the avatar. He has a cardinal in his avatar. I'm sure you're seeing the as an image, Feral Boy, because we have the same screen in front of the same image, web page, etc. So Alex from Arizona, which apparently is a fan of the Cardinals, he says, now we have an interesting message. He says, right away, he said, left-handed day is approaching. He says that on August 13, it will be the International Left-Handed Day. Did you know that, Feral Boy?
Yeah, I'm trying to get Nat to the show. Yeah, sorry. Okay. You know, Nat,
repeat, please.
From Com.
Okay, perfect.
He's liking our show.
Thank you for it.
He likes it. He seems to like it a lot. That's why. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. That's great. That's great. Okay. Okay. So Alex from Arizona says that in 3 days it is the left-handed day again. And so you were telling me that you did know that.
No. Yes, I am.
Are you listening to me? Okay. I can. Okay, I
now
can.
Now I can hear you. Stop. Stop moving. So much. Yes, come. Yeah, but you're covering much. You're covering the mic. I don't know what you're doing, actually, but stop doing.
Yep. Breathing. Talking. I'm not doing anything. I have a tablet on my hand, but moving very much. I'm not moving.
Go ahead.
How do you say? Yeah. How do you say left-handed in Portuguese?
Yep.
Canhoto?
No, no.
Do I know Portuguese or what?
I'm just in traveling too far away, you know. I'm floating around, not sure of what I'm doing here. Okay, I speak Portuguese, of course it is canhoto. Sua vaca.
Canhoto. Canhoto.
That's
jungle Portuguese. Canhoto. How do you
say what?
In Portuguese.
Macaco.
How do you say monkey in Portuguese?
Você é macaco.
Macaco, that's jungle Portuguese.
Você macaco.
A real Portuguese speaker. No, você é
you know. You know what you do when you come to Brazil, like for the Olympics. The first thing you should do when you see someone is say, você é macaco, okay? Yeah. For those who are not, who don't speak this language, it means. Tell the listeners what does it mean, I'm guessing.
Você é macaco, that's Portuguese for you are a monkey.
That was... No. Correct? Just because I'm Brazilian, guys. Why are you saying that?
Cara. fellow.
That was wrong, you know?
To the best of my understanding, if that is wrong,
okay.
I'm not aware of that.
To me, explain that.
Go on and explain.
I don't have nothing to explain. You're just racist.
Okay.
That's the truth.
Again, dude. If you remember, first we were what was that?
Yeah.
Homophobe.
Yeah.
Now we are racist, dude. Oh, come on. You made me translate that sentence, and I did it to the best of my capabilities. So, something else. Do you have any more messages, Feral Boy?
Oh, maybe. I got a message
it's
from Mushmouth. Do you want me to read it? No, I'm not sure.
Please go ahead.
Why he did it. But you can look at his website. He's saying fuck SDF and you. And he's playing this music, Black Hat. Why do you think he... he says that SDF is Black Hats.
Okay, well, I will take a look at his website sometime or later on. Yeah, okay. If you're listening to us, Mushmouth,
please come back. Please come back, Mush. We want you. Mushmouth.
Mushmouth? What happened?
Come back, Mushmouth.
Yeah, Mushmouth. Sometime you will have
to. Okay.
Yeah, what happened to me, because I'm not aware of any issue or something.
Oh, please come back.
We would
back.
Very glad to have you back as a listener, as a co-host, as a person that listens.
No problem.
As a person that co-hosts.
We need to know what we want to know what your mother has bought you. No problem if you we all want to know. The old things you get in from. Did you hear that his mother brought him
mother
a new typewriter, you know? Yeah, he's obsessed with old things. I don't know why. But that doesn't make him an idiot.
Oh, so am I? I know that very well, because I once had a very interesting conversation with Mushmouth about old hardware. It was a very interesting coincidence, because he was typing at the COM chat prompt at the chat room that he was installing OpenBSD on a very old computer, and believe it or not, that very same day I was trying to do exactly the same, install OpenBSD on one of my old computers. And so we had a connection that day. But anyway, I always feel a connection with Mushmouth, because he's just a wonderful boy.
I know, you already told me that you're gay,
contagious.
I understand why you don't need to explain that.
Again, sir, boy, again. I will ask for another director. I will work for another
guy. So you will have to make your own show from scratch. Because...
I could not, because I could not offer
stability.
How do you say that? I could not meet a schedule.
You too. You're responsible to do that. Yes.
Very busy.
And lazy.
Well, I am responsible. I am a responsible person, but
fat.
I am lazy. Yeah, so the very the very little energy I have in me, I have to devote to the personal projects that require my attention in these days. So
people on com is asking for less talk and more background music. Guess who is doing that, Gascon? Yeah.
The background.
Just give me a while.
Okay, what?
Is that good now? Okay. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not sure what you were saying. Anyway, So, Mushmouth is a good guy. A very good guy. He's Canadian.
Yeah.
But then again, nobody's perfect.
No.
Canadians. Can you believe it? They think
they
have a country up there.
They really think it.
Canada is not a country.
Canadians.
Canadian. I don't know. Anyway, Can I go on, dear director of the show?
No. Can I? No, you can't, because I'm telling you can't, okay?
Okay, I can. Okay, so I will defy you and go ahead anyway. We have a message from Olaf from Minnesota. This guy sends us a message I had a very long talk with Olaf before our show, you know, and I was telling him about a Norwegian friend of mine who had some American visitors in his native Norwegian, in his native Norway, right? So, Olaf from Minnesota asks me to tell our listeners that incident my friend from Norway told me. Okay, I will...
Yes, don't cover your mix. What's wrong with you? Don't cover your mix just say shit. Come on. Throw the shit out. Don't cover the mix.
Okay.
You're doing this. You're doing it.
What? Yes, I will. So, this guy was once in his native in Norway, and an American person approached him, and he said that he had just arrived from the airport and that he had no food at all. And my friend says, what can I do about that poor fellow? He seems hungry. But then again, he's a perfect stranger. What can I do to help him? He thought. So I should mention that this American traveler was an African American. So that Norwegian guy was a little afraid of him. So he just sent him away, apologizing for not being more cozy, more receptive, or more he did not want to offer him any accommodation, food, or help whatsoever. Sent him away, and my friend, the African American, went home hungry, poor boy, right? But my Norwegian friend says that right after that, a white American approached him, and he told the very same story, that he had just arrived from London from a long flight. He could not find any food or shops open that night, and my Norwegian friend just invited him to eat at his house. And that is the story I was telling Olaf just before our show, because it shows that a Norwegian guy can be selective of friends. If it is an African-American who approaches him, he behaves in a way. If it is a Caucasian, he behaves otherwise, in a very different manner. It is a very interesting trait to observe about some Norwegian people. Ferroboy, can you name one famous Norwegian
person? I was sleeping here. What are we talking about?
I was talking about the Norwegian people, because Olaf wanted to...
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Don't do that. Didn't I tell you to go take a nap?
Oh, yes, I'm doing this.
Go take a nap. Yeah, okay, go take a nap.
No.
Take a nap, don't bother me.
That's
Just leave.
That's the reason why my license bother you, Gaston. Just accept that.
Yeah. I'm not that good at directing.
No.
I will complain. I don't know to whom, but I promise I will have you demoted there. You will get lower than I am. Lower.
Hey, Gaston. Stop covering your mix.
Anyway. Yes, sir. Oh, of course.
I'm just crossing over, crossing off.
We can't hear you, Gaston. What are you doing?
Yeah. Crossing, doodling my, that's a very common thing among radio broadcasters to doodle as they speak. So I am a radio broadcaster, so I have to doodle while I speak. And after the show is over, I will level my bunch of pieces of paper like that on the table. That's what reporters do. Didn't you see in the news, in the TV shows?
Oh.
That's what reporters do. Didn't they have lessons about that in the university? Today's lesson, arranging papers for the end of the show, 101. I bet they do. Reporters.
Do you think we should play something today?
Hi, Sam.
Any music? Anything? Yeah.
I'm
not sure if I
want any music.
Yeah.
Some music? Is that what you? Okay.
What should I play?
We can use.
What should I play?
Five. I don't know. Do you
yes,
have
I have guests on
MP3. MP3.
What about which one?
Okay.
Usuals?
Play one.
We have
I
here Ace of Base, All That She Wants. I don't know, Abba, Shigetita. Oh, really good song.
Portuguese accent.
I don't know how to do that in English accent. Chiquitita. Well, whatever.
Anyway,
I don't care. You got it.
Yes,
that's...
You fool Portuguese speaker. Which is Portuguese anyway? What the hell is Portuguese? Isn't that
it's a legend.
Spanish dialect?
Nobody really talks it. They just make you think that we talk a different language, but that doesn't exist at all.
I was suspecting that.
No.
Portuguese language does not exist. I think it does not. Anyway, you must have one of my Gaston MP3s there.
You know, it's only Ace of Base, Abba, whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
We have only gay music here.
Okay, just pick one, dude. I'll play it. Just pick one.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna play... I don't know what I'm gonna play. What should I play? All That She Wants. I think I already played that. I'm not gonna play it again. Okay, Dancing Queen. To remember the times, the old times, for old people. Here it is.
Watch this.
rap music. I thought it was ABBA. Sorry about it. This is Muppet music. I agree. Sorry about it. I'm not going to interrupt it, anyways. Yes, I'm still playing it. Just listen to.
What is it?
Hey, sorry about it. Hey, Gaston. No.
Why did you?
Yeah, I thought it was ABBA, you know, but it turned out that it was Wing, and I didn't knew that artist. I think it's the worst singer in Asia, isn't it?
Yes, she's considered the worst singer in all of Asia.
That's right. Why I say this is the best show you can ever hear in your life.
What?
Because you wouldn't know about this music if you weren't listening to this. I know, it sounds like Muppet
That's
music
correct.
Or something, but at least now you're listening to it.
Yeah.
Thanks for losing your time with us.
Yes.
You're very important to us. Yeah.
Of course. Yes. So we have another messages from other listeners, but there are so many. I don't think I will be able to read them all. But anyway, Isaac from Ithaca, New York says hello to all of us. Agatha from Folsom says, "It's cold in here." That's a cryptic message. Somebody has to explain that to us. Agatha from Folsom says, "It's cold in here." So we have another message from Amber from Newcastle, who says, "Keep up the good work." Well, thank you very much, Amber. We have a message from Jolene from Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, who says, "Hello from England." Hello to you, Jolene. We have a message from Patricia from Bristol. Many girls from the Great Britain Islands, right? Who says, "Hello to you all. Great show," she says. That's nice, Patricia. Thank you very much. And last but not least, we have a guy that sounds like sounds as the Pope. From the Vatican, who says, he asks a very interesting question. Grandma, can you turn the teleprompter a little to the right so I can read it? Thank you, Grandma.
Oh.
The Pope from the really? Vatican says is we will debate that shortly. Okay. Fair boy. Let's say that he claims to be the Pope from the Vatican. He says he is the Pope from
and totally
he signs as such. Anyway, he asks, is a douche is a douche a real thing? Okay, I don't know. I heard it is a real thing. You have to go to a local drugstore, a local pharmacy, and ask about a douche, also called a douchebag. Can you imagine the Pope going into a pharmacy and asking the pharmacist, can you please sell me a douche? Say what? Can you please sell me a douchebag? Say what? Can you imagine that? That would be unbelievable. So we have to debate if that's the real Pope that
must
is
be.
Listening to us and sending us a message. I don't think it is the real Pope. But then again, isn't religion based on the inability to prove things? Well, it is religion, then any religion. Religion is based on the lack
things.
Of ability of proving
totally
things. We have to, we have to give that. We have to give this guy the benefit of the doubt. Can you prove it is not the Pope who is listening?
So
I can't either.
So he is the Pope.
Listening to us and sending us this kind of... Well, let's not jump to conclusions. You said, so he is the Pope. Why? Hold your horses. Hold Panthers.
Okay.
If I have to adapt
now I got it.
The,
yes, now
the,
I got it.
The
okay.
same to the Brazil jungle.
Yeah.
Hold
your,
now
if you talk about Panthers,
okay,
I always
would. Brazilian...
Now you're talking about this crazy crap, I really don't get it. But when you say Panthers, it makes sense.
It makes sense, exactly, okay. Hold your horses, listeners, and hold your Panthers, feral boy, because we don't have to jump onto conclusions. Is he the Pope? We don't know. We just don't know. He says he is. Okay, we are receiving right now another message from the very same Pope who says, yes, you fools, it is me, the Pope. Okay, Grandma, turn the teleprompter, roll it up, Grandma. Roll the teleprompter up, Grandma, so I can read the rest. Duh. Okay. The message is a little long. Anyway, I see. Grandma, move aside, Grandma. Okay, she's blocking the screen. She's not really my grandma, but it's a long story. One day I will have to tell you about that. But the thing is, Grandma, or whatever you want to be called, that I can't read the screen if you don't move aside. It's a very interesting and long message from the... Okay, I am seeing the official seal of the Vatican in the at the bottom of the page. Grandma, no. Oh, no. You will not believe what Grandma did. That old hag just plugged the teleprompter off. They just unplugged the teleprompter. I think we lost the message from the Pope. this is a pity. Pope, if you can send us that message again, please. Then Grandma, I don't want you anymore in the show. Is that clear, Grandma? Grandma, don't look at me with those eyes. Grandma, please. Next week, out. Is that clear, Grandma? Grandma? Jesus Christ. Unbelievable.
Yep.
But then again, Fairboy, that can also be a fake official seal from the Vatican. So, I don't know. You know, it looked really official. Okay, we can't afford...
You're covering your mix again. Stop doing that.
Yes.
Just stop doing it.
Am I?
retard.
Okay. Okay, it can be a message from the Pope. I will ask you something, fair boy. If you had the real Pope in front of you and he said, I grant you three wishes.
What next show I will answer that, because now we have only a few seconds left and I'm going to play the end soundtrack. Okay? Okay, so goodbye people. See you on the next Feral But Civilized Ones. Thanks for losing your time with us. Bye.
Okay, goodbye from Gascon Park. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Okay, is this shit off? Okay, I'm tired to fake these characters.
What a stupid thing you did.
The Pope.
You're so stupid, man.
It's.
Oh.
You, it's not more stupid than
bastard,
stupid things.
I don't know if we do keep and do this thing. You're so. Oh no. Kaboom.